Friday night, America, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for WrestleTalk on the Cable Radio Network. Whether you're tuned in on cable, on satellite, or on the World Wide Web, you're listening to the most talked about show on the air. From Raw to Thunder, from Nitro to Heat, get the latest SmackDown and talk live with the greatest guests all tonight on WrestleTalk. And now, here's your host, a man who's covered the squared circle for over 35 years, wrestling stage photojournalist, Dr. Mike Lado. Time once again to say, what's up, Doc?
Next week, which is my birthday Thursday, it's going to be 38 years of covering pro wrestling, this strange and unusual business, and welcome to live WrestleTalk. This is the different kind of a radio show where America talks pro wrestling, and did a taped interview with Diamond Dallas Page. You guys know I don't like playing those, so we have that in the can, but we've got two very special guests that we'll bring up together in tandem, or maybe one after another, right after the first commercial break. I want to send out shout-outs. I want to start with Pastor Kurt in the Southern California area. Kurt, if you're listening, you can make any heads or tails and explain what Devon Dudley was doing with Vince McMahon on television last night and talking about testifying what seems sacrilegious and asking for a monetary benefactor. I have no idea where that angle was going, and it sort of fortifies in my mind why a lot of us celebrate the great stuff from the 60s and 70s and early 80s when things made a lot more sense. And you didn't hotshot stuff, and you didn't have 15 angles in a single TV show to confuse all of the fans. Also, big shout-outs to Al Fajera in Chicago, the great Trevor Blanchard, cold-blooded Ken Miles, Jack Lepesto, who always helps out. Big shout-out and thanks to Mike Costanza, who helps quite a bit with the show. Mike, thank you, and hello to your son. And also, Stuttering Danny and Dave Dragon, who plug us to death on their Reality Check television show that's syndicated. Ferris Anthony, you guys know him working for Vern Gagne in the AWA, is Earthquake Ferris. He and Johnny Payne have a big show in Antioch next Friday night. They have Kamala, who coincidentally, remember we had him on the show not even 2 months ago, and that was the very first time anywhere on the planet he talked publicly, and he said his favorite manager was Skandar Akbar, who we have live in the wings, along with the greatest, most beloved wrestling promoter of them all, Paul Bosch's widow, Valerie Bosch, who has a new fabulous book. And if you guys love pro wrestling and the history of it, this is the show for you, and Valerie's book is definitely the one for you. Also, The Rock is all over the place, and that, of course, is Peter Maivia's grandson, Rocky Johnson's son. He is on the cover of Muscle and Fitness. He is all over Stuff magazine. He has been on TV this week on CBS Morning News, on ESPN's program. As Jack knows, he was on Howard Stern this morning talking quite a bit about his background. He's hosting Saturday Night Live tomorrow night. He next week is on, I believe, VH1 and E! Entertainment Television and A&E's all over the place. His movie comes out a week from today, The Scorpion King, and actually it looks pretty good. It's got to be better than the second installment of The Mummy, which he was only in for about 5 minutes. But we're real proud. He's one of our own, and he grew up, as he said today, and as he's told all of you guys, he grew up in this business. He's loved it. He's been around. Ric Flair used to help change his diapers, so that's very cool. Cable-wise, Jay Moore has a new show. It's about 2 weeks old on ESPN, and he mentions pro wrestling quite a bit, and he does it quite a bit more respectfully than the syndicated Opie and Anthony show, which half the time they are making fun of the Iron Sheik, which I don't care for. They had him on. Apparently he was wearing his pointed toe boots and some of his costume and was detained in an airport and couldn't even do their show, you know, particularly after September 11th. This was a few months back. And he was in their studio about 2-3 weeks ago on the day I was live in studio. So it was about 2 weeks ago tonight. And they've been playing tapes of him, and it seems very disrespectful to make fun of the way he talks. And of course, English is not his primary language. This is a guy who was in the Olympics representing Iran, and class or AAU champion. I'm not sure if he took silver at the 68 games in Spain, if it was Madrid. But I believe he did, similar to how Gordon Nelson of Canada took a silver medal in wrestling, amateur wrestling. And he was one of the great, great, great pro wrestlers. He was married to Kay Noble, if memory serves me right. They had a son, Steve Nelson, who was promoted Ultimate Fight Stuff around Terry Funk's base of Amarillo. And Gordon Nelson, one of the all-time greats. He worked under the hood as Mr. Wrestling in the Los Angeles area, my home base territory in the 70s, and was managed by the very first bad guy commentator, Roy Ripper Collins. That was way before Jesse Ventura. He was the very first heel commentator with Dick Lane, who was one of the all-time greatest. There have been many, and we have a lot of wrestling announcers we should be very proud of. Of course, Gordon Solie, one of the all-time greats. Paul Bosch, can't forget him. Man of many talents, not only one of the greatest, most honest promoters, and that's saying something in wrestling, but a great announcer, great ring presence. Boyd Pierce, who did ring announcing and TV announcing for so many promotions, very colorful Boyd Pierce for Dallas and Houston and Leroy McGurk and Bill Watts. We lost him a little while back, but what a gentleman. Of course, Lance Russell, one of the all-time greats, along with Gordon Solie. Bill Cardell up in the Tri-WF was one of the best announcers they ever had, bringing us a little bit closer to Jim Ross today. So we've got so many, and I'm sure in your territory, if you're in Portland for Don Owen, you have your favorite up there. If you're in Calgary, of course, you would have your favorite announcer there. So many great ring announcers, and it brings us back to when wrestling, pro wrestling was pro wrestling pre-nationalization in 1984. Quite a few things going on this Sunday, the WWA pay-per-view, and if you're tired of the monopoly, and we're not knocking WWF tonight, but if you would like to see an alternative, this is their third pay-per-view go-round, and Nathan Jones, he's not from the Supremes song of the same name, but Nathan Jones is defending the title. He took just about a week ago, pinning Jeff Jarrett. He's defending the title on this pay-per-view Sunday against Scott Steiner, who apparently is just not going to sign with the WWF. Jeff Jarrett is, in fact, on this pay-per-view, Buff Bagwell, many others. Now, the house shows, if you mention my name, you'll get if you buy one ticket, you'll get one free. Nobody else gets it. If you mention, you know, this show, in particular, Wrestle Talk, that is Antioch in Northern California. Next week, I believe next Saturday, and Kamala is on there, and Jimmy Superfly Snuka, and Buff Bagwell, not a bad lineup at all. The pay-per-view this coming Sunday was pre-taped in Australia, or it is being pre-taped actually, you know, right now. So it's already over with Australia time. But we will, maybe somebody will call in with results of that. We may go to Bob Barnett, who will give us some of that stuff. The Pride pay-per-view is upcoming, UFC upcoming in a couple of weeks. So a lot of good stuff, and if any of you guys know, we might ask Skander Akbar when we come back from commercial break, which is happening very shortly, if he knows that Steve Nelson is still promoting his very similar to Ultimate Fight, Pride, K1. He still has that going in Amarillo. He was drawing sellout crowds, as King of the Cage does in the San Diego area on an Indian reservation, and as does Jeff Osborne's Hook and Shoot in the Indiana, old state of Indiana, where he runs that, and he was most known for doing a wrestling newsletter that was on tape. It wasn't a traditional sheet that most of the wrestlers despise, but it was on a cassette, and he did that about 10, 11 years ago, and when WWF got to be too much for him, he went into promoting Ultimate Fight type stuff, and, you know, very cool. In the upcoming weeks, we should be having Ken Shamrock. He's done my TV show many, many times, but we haven't gotten him on the radio show. We should have Kenny, we should have Eddie Guerrero, and hopefully Rey Mysterio Jr. So, you know, some great talent. They're working for WWF. They're very excited to be in there, particularly Rey Mysterio Jr., his real name. Well, we just call him as a nickname, Little Oscar, but Rey Mysterio Jr., that's been his lifelong goal. I'm not sure why, but that's what he wanted, and that's where he is. So they haven't quite not get the response they wanted, and I don't think they would have sold all that much. It is a unique matchup, Hogan, I guess, with any of these new younger guys, but once they run out of stuff with Austin and Triple H and Rock, I don't know what they're going to do with him. Now, Rock should be taking off quite a bit of time off. You haven't even seen him on TV. They explained that away with SmackDown or with the Saturday Night Live thing. All right. Anyway, 1-800-336-2225, anywhere you are in the U.S. or Canada or wherever you are, come right back with Valerie Bosch and Skander Ekbar.
Today's news is filled with signs that the economy has slowed down, and there are continuing stories of layoffs and downsizing. But computer-related fields seem to be weathering the storm better than others. That's because almost every company needs computer-skilled people to keep its systems up and running. If you think you'd like a career in information technology, call 1-800-872-9100 for a brochure on computer-related programs of study at ITT Technical Institute. At ITT Tech, you can study computer networking, web development, computer drafting and design, and much more. You can keep your present job while you attend classes and still earn a degree in just 2 years. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, and career services are available as soon as you begin classes. So if you're interested in a career that might stand up to economic changes, call 1-800-872-9100 for your ITT Tech brochure. That's ITT Tech, 1-800-872-9100.
Introducing Sports Touch 2000, the easy way to get the TV sports news you want. If you're on the East Coast, simply touch the sportscaster's nose to get the East Coast report. People in the West poke both eyes at once. Sports Touch 2000 will take you directly to sports highlights from your local teams, and it really works.
Yeah, right. But there is the 10 p.m. Southern California Sports Report on Fox Sports Net. 30 full minutes of home team news and highlights, 100% dedicated to LA's teams. The 10 p.m. Southern California Sports Report, nightly on Fox Sports Net.
Join us. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call. Join us today on CRN. 1-800-336-2225. Toll-free.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
All right, everybody. We are back on this week of The Rock. Of course, this movie, Scorpion King, comes out a week from today. And we want to send a shout-out to Mike Horn and his mom. She's ailing, and we hope she gets better real soon and is 100%. We have two fabulous guests, and I'm sure our second guest will be with us most of the program. Can chime in anytime he wants to because he's been around the business, I think, at least 34 years, if not way longer, 36, 37. And he was an outstanding pro wrestler. He worked for Vince McMahon Sr., of course, best known in the Mid-South region for Leroy McGurk, later Bill Watts, became one of the top managers of all time, managed everybody that was great, as Bruiser Brody inside and out, and that's, of course, Skander Ekbar, the legend himself, head of Devastation Incorporated. And Skander, you can pop in and chime in anytime you want. I want to have Valerie Bosch on because it's late for her, and Valerie Bosch is, this is Paul Bosch, I guess. I like using her name as well. She is a fixture at the reunions. Everybody loves seeing her. She is the most gracious, beautiful woman in pro wrestling. She, for many years at the LIWA Women's Convention, separate from Cauliflower Alley, she would manage the greatest women wrestler of modern times, Fabulous Moolah, as... Valerie, were you Vivacious Valerie or Villainous Valerie? I can't remember your nickname.
I think the name is Vicious.
Vicious. You were Vicious.
Or but, Violent. The nickname the Moolah and the girls gave me. I loved it.
Because it was, of course, Moolah and Johnny Mae Young. Johnny Mae Young, one of the great, great, great legends. If there was ever a female Lou Thesz, I mean, she was a shooter. She still is. She can break anybody's joints, pop anybody's bones. And that's Mae Young, who, of course, you guys saw in WWF. But few people know her history. She trained Moolah, and along with Cora Combs and Mae Weston and June Byers and Mildred Burke, they were the class of female athletes. But your book, and I don't have it right in front of me because now I can't find it, but I think it's called Hey Boy, Where'd You Get Those Cauliflower Ears?
No, Hey Boy, Where'd You Get Them Ears?
Because Paul Bosch himself, who was a distinguished veteran and what a great wrestler he was before becoming a promoter and king of Houston, but he had very famous cauliflower ears himself.
Oh, very. He was proud of his ears. You know, back then, they didn't know how to take care of the ears once they were battered. But now they do, and you don't see as many cauliflower ears.
Now, tell us about the book and where it's available, because this was a book that Paul had been putting together himself, am I right?
About 20 years.
Wow.
Yes, it's the printer is Minute Man Press, and the main telephone line is 713-541-2258, and their fax number is 713-541-5869.
And
I have an address, but
go ahead and give the address.
Oh, okay. It's 9000 Southwest, one word, Freeway, Suite 100, Houston, Texas, 77074.
And I should say how lucky we are because I've got ESPN on right now. You're going to be on with Dan Patrick, who is the king of ESPN TV and radio, so we get you before Dan Patrick does.
You're right. That's right. And only reason I haven't been not on there before you is because I sent him the book, and he wanted to go over it so he'd have some questions for me. And so it'll be probably perhaps next week he'll have me on the air.
He might just pop and get us by accident, and we'll give him the lead questions. Paul really, truly loved the business. He had a museum. Tell us a little about that as part of the office.
Oh, he loved his fans, and he loved showing off his office with pictures all over the walls, and he encouraged his fans to come by the ticket office and see the pictures. And then he was robbed. The girls in the office were robbed. And then he had to put up a wall. And he just hated that his fans didn't have access to his inner office anymore. And so it was sad. The world's changing, you know, so bad.
Yeah, there was a simpler time. I talked to Skander earlier in the week, and you know how much I think the wrestlers, the athletes themselves enjoyed the business probably a lot more so. In many ways in today's, it made a lot more sense. And with all of the territories, every major city pretty much had their own promotion they could call their own with a group of maybe 28, 34 guys, all making a good living. And, you know, they could go. Fred Bastien, who was helping book in Houston, was getting wanted a little change of scenery. He could work for Vern Gagne, or he could pop over and do some cards for Fritz von Erich, or Joe Blanchard, or you know maybe even go work for Vince Senior, or go to Hawaii for Lears and Ed Francis, or wherever, San Francisco here for Roy Scheider, where Red worked quite a bit, and all the promoters got along. They respected each other's boundaries pretty much. And, you know, Paul, there are just about a handful of promoters that people say were honest. I've had quite a few wrestlers on this program who say that Paul would give them a little extra money than...
If they had a good show, they could expect money a little more in their pay envelope.
And this book, tell us about the book, too, because I'm sure it was a labor of love for you.
Oh, after 13 years... Michael, finally, you know, I would give it out for different people to look at and trying to get it published. And Paul tried to get it published before he passed away. And this has been a dream of mine, and my heart's at peace now that I have his words out about his life. And he was more than to Paul, Mr. Bosch, as people knew him as the bombshell, as they called him in New Zealand. But He was a poet. He has books out that he had written on the war, and it's in all the war libraries. They use it for references, and now and then a book will come out, and they'll have credit to Paul in there from using some of his material.
And you told me today, now, of course, you guys both very tight with former President George Bush Sr.
I just received a letter today because I mailed him one because he's mentioned in this book. And do I have time to read it? Very short.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
and you guys, of course, know the current president, George W.
Yes. It has just come to my attention that I never wrote to thank you for sending Barbara and me a copy of Paul's book. Hey, boy, where'd you get them ears? 1,000 apologies. Thanks so much for sharing Paul's story with us. What a great guy. What a great friend he was. I hope all goes well with you. Barbara joins me in sending warmest regards. Sincerely, George Bush.
Pretty major. I think the only other association of wrestlers or wrestling people with a president, of course, is Jimmy Carter with Johnny Rubberman Walker, Mr. Wrestling 2, who's a legend now living in Hawaii, and he was at Cauliflower Alley. We've got to get, Valerie, you are the queen of Cauliflower Alley. You've been going well over 20 years.
And you in your opening statements and hearing all these names, you transported me back into the past, and I thank you for that.
Well, it's true, and Johnny Walker was reunited with Tim Woods, Mr. Wrestling 1 and 2. Those guys are fabulous wrestlers anywhere they work. Skander, I'm sure, worked with Mr. Wrestling 2 throughout Mid-South, and I think with JYD, and we'll get into that in a little bit. What a happening territory that was. And Paul Bosch working always, or quite a bit, with Cowboy Bill Watts.
Yes.
But Paul Bosch, his retirement show was so historic, and he had done some other historic things no other promoter could do. The wrestlers so loved him from all the different groups that we had back then that he had all three world champions. Bruno Sammartino came in, Nicky Bockwinkel, who was AWA champion. Harley Race had a plane problem, but he was scheduled, and it was a unification match, AWA versus NWA, which is very, very rare. And it didn't happen anywhere else, but Paul had all these guys, and Terry Funk worked with somebody, and then he ended up working an hour draw with Nick Bockwinkel, you know, Terry Funk, who had just dropped a few weeks before that the NWA World title to Harley Race, and here he was wrestling the AWA champion. I think it's the only time they ever worked a singles match, U.S. or Japan. Nick Bockwinkel, Terry Funk, an hour, five-star classic. Neil Moskaris was on the card. Everybody who was anybody, Jose Lothario, they all loved Paul Bosch, and from the WWF, who, you know, they eventually came in, but they supported this card and sent some talent. And Bruce and Tom Pritchard, it was a labor of love. They made a documentary on Paul. I mean, everyone in wrestling knows Paul Bosch, and that's what this whole book is about. And it's even got photos because Paul was famous for putting collages together, and that's towards the back of the book.
And that helps, by having the collage, it helps talk about the people that he mentions, and shows pictures of the people he mentions in his book. And so that's important. The book is almost 400 pages. And so it was impossible to put all the pictures that we wanted to put. But we may be doing a second book, an album, picture album of famous wrestling legends.
The cards Paul had were world class. It was one of my favorite places. I didn't get there often enough, but I was there for two different shows that were so big I just couldn't not come and shoot them. Superstar Billy Graham against Johnny Valentine, which blew me away.
Oh, that was one night. He was late coming in, and Paul sent a police escort out to the airport to pick him up and rushed him to the Coliseum. And when he walked in, I mean, he received a standing ovation, and it just went on and on. And Paul said, in all his wrestling career, he had not seen that.
Well, they all loved working for Paul. Don Leo Jonathan was headlining another one, I think, against another guy from, just talk about dream matches against Johnny Valentine, Greg's father. And the cards up and down, I mean, sometimes you'd have as an opening match on a Paul Bosch Houston show, Roddy Piper against Chavo Guerrero, and they were main event for Los Angeles for Mike LaBelle, my territory. Mm-hmm. They were the opening match for Paul Bosch. The cream of the crop was similar to Sam Muchnick at the Kiel. And so, Valerie, we're going to go to... I want to give you a full chance to plug everything. Is there a website or an email address to get this book, or...?
No, just a fax, and we may have something a little later. But
well, let's
now,
give that all out now before I let you go. Let's
go
give
through it again.
The whole thing out.
Okay. Minuteman Press. And the main phone line is 713-541-2258. And the fax number is 713-541-5869. And the physical address is 9000 Southwest, one word, Freeway, Suite 100, Houston, Texas, 77074.
All right, and that book belongs in everybody's collection. It's, of course, going into the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame Museum in Berkeley, California, where it'll be on display. Behind plexiglass, because today's wrestling fans sometimes have sticky fingers. But Skandar, I don't know. Did you ever work for Paul Bosch?
Oh yes, indeed I did. I certainly did.
I'm sure. I know you worked with him, but
yes. I worked for Paul, and I'd like to extend cordial greetings to the great Valerie Bosch. She's a very lovely lady. I've enjoyed listening to her this evening, and of course, I do remember those great pay envelopes that Paul Bosch would give us. They were some of the best, I'll tell you that. But I remember Paul for his integrity and his sincerity and one of the great men in professional wrestling. I really enjoyed working for Paul.
Well, one of the true greats, and they're not a whole lot. Sam Muchnick, Eddie Graham, Gus Karras in Kansas City, Penny up in Toronto, of course, Shohei Baba in Japan. That's about it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there were some others, but these guys were the cream of the crop, and always a highlight seeing them at the NWA convention annual deals in the 60s and 70s in Las Vegas. They were a lot of fun. And Valerie, Joey, your son, is so talented as a pianist. I mean, he can just hear something and doesn't read music or anything, and he just plays it.
I tell you, you've just touched on two subjects that I love talking about, Paul and my son, Joey.
And he's always a highlight because the both of you guys are always at the gatherings. Have you been at the thing that the Fields family, I think you've been down there too, haven't you?
Where Brad's son?
That's the other reunion down in Mobile.
Well, we only went when Sam... Muchnick was being honored, and he had just had heart surgery and couldn't make it. So that was St. Louis, wasn't it? I'm sorry. Remember St. Louis?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and he had just had a heart attack, had heart surgery, and we were there to honor him, and that's the last time I've been in that part of the country.
Well, Valerie, I want to thank you, and we
thank
will have you back.
Thank you, Michael, and to all the fans that love Paul, and I just hope that they'll get as much out of this book. It's just like he's sitting there talking to them. And thank you so much, Michael. And to Mr. Akbar?
Yes.
Hi. And it's nice to hear your voice. And
nice to hear you, Valerie. And have a good evening.
Bless you, Valerie. When we come back, Skandar Akbar, the general himself. We'll be right back.
River Rick here, and I'm personally inviting you to mosey on down to the Pioneer Hotel and Gambling Hall in Laughlin, Nevada. It won't take you long to find out why people call us the friendliest house on the river. First, you'll find hundreds of great rooms and Riverview suites, along with all of your favorite machines and games, including 10 times odds on craps and the best video poker payoffs in town. And get ready, partner, because our old-fashioned Western hospitality doesn't end there. We have great restaurants like the Boarding House, which has some good home-style cooking, a buffet, and meal deal specials Monday through Friday. For special occasions, there's Granny's Gourmet Room, which offers a variety of mouth-watering entrees, like juicy porterhouse steak or succulent lobster. Hooray! And if you're in the mood for one heck of a time, try our 75-cent frozen margaritas in the bar. That's right, folks. It's all here, so come on down, have a great time, and tell them River Rick sent you, the Pioneer Hotel and Gambling Hall in Laughlin, Nevada.
Another memory brought to you by Dodger Stadium.
And Green drives one to right center field. Holy mackerel, his third home run. That gives him seven RBIs tonight. Sean Green.
At Dodger Stadium, every game has a story. Call 323-224-1HIT for tickets.
Sunday, April 21st, Mervyn's presents Dia de los Niños as the Dodgers take on the Padres at 110. Buy one reserve level ticket and get two children's tickets free. Call 323-224-1HIT.
Attention men, heard about Viagra? Now there's another option available to you that can work like magic to help you sustain a healthy sexual relationship for as long as necessary. With the all-natural Male Force formula, you'll have no more embarrassing moments, no more half-hearted performance. You'll feel like a well-functioning male again. Often, penile dysfunction is due to a lack of blood flow to where it's needed, a common problem that can, in most cases, be corrected. Male Force is a new, specially formulated combination of herbs that includes Yohimbe, the only natural treatment for impotency approved by the FDA. Male Force opens the valves to give you the blood flow where it belongs without side effects. Male Force will help you get back to an active love life as nature intended.
A one-month supply of Male Force is only $24.95. Call 1-800-613-8863. Feel like a new man. Call 1-800-613-8863. 1-800-613-8863.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225.
Ladies and gentlemen,
We are back here simply because I can't stand listening to Tony Schiavone. One of the new men's magazines from England called Stuff, that's the one that's got rock throughout, they have something on midget pro wrestlers called Get Shorty, but of note is a huge two-page photo from the 50s of Sky Lolo, Fuzzy Cupid, Little Beaver, and our own Lord Littlebrook, who's a friend of mine, and it's just worth looking, bringing back those memories. You know, listening to Vin Scully there and Chick Hearn. Well, we have our own in this business, as you know, Lance Russell and Gordon Sully, to name a few. But our guest is one of the greatest talkers on the mic, one of the greatest wrestlers. We were talking about his feud, sort of happened by accident, with Ivan Putski in the Tri-WF. It was a big, big deal when a lot of changes were happening with WWF and all of that. But the legend himself, head of Devastation Incorporated, Skander Akbar, trainer, promoter, everything in between. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Mike.
Well, yeah. Thank you. I was hoping you'd chime in and pipe up when we had Valerie Bosch on, because what a legend Paul Bosch was. I mean, just anybody who is anybody in pro wrestling knows of Paul Bosch and the cards that he put on. They were incredible.
Well, they were. They were very, very good. And Paul was such a sincere individual. And when you worked for Paul Bosch, you knew that you were going to get an honest shake. I enjoyed listening to Valerie and talking about the old times and everything she said about Paul, and everybody that knows Paul knows that he was a very, very great, not only a great individual, but one of the best promoters that this business has ever seen.
And I don't want to take any short shrift away from Cowboy Bill Watts, because
Cowboy Bill Watts. You know, I went to war with Bill over there in his territory, and we made a lot of money. And yes, Bill Watts. A lot of people think that Bill was more like a tyrant at times, but he ran a tight ship and he knew exactly what he was doing. And and therefore we derived some great results from this particular situation. Yes, Bill was, you have to put Bill around that top echelon also, Mike.
Oh, who else? Nobody was going in. I mean, that was the Madison Square Garden of the South, was Louisiana Superdome, the biggest venue. That was the place, the site of Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And Bill Watts would have all these mega events, just incredible stuff. Dusty Rhodes, Blackjack Mulligan, Andre the Giant, all of the stars of Mid-South, JYD and Magnum T. I mean, sure, we'll be talking about those in the course of tonight, but Leroy McGurk, I enjoyed coming in there, and anytime you guys can rent, or if you have a copy of Wrestling Queen with Vivian Vachon, there are a lot of great scenes there. The infamous Terry Garvin, I forget if he's working with Danny Hodge during a Leroy McGurk show, but that's all on there. I think that was filmed in 73.
Yes, that's, Leroy McGurk, Leroy was a actually gave me probably my first break in this business. And, of course, you know, Leroy was blinded in the height of his career. He was junior heavyweight champion of the world. And then they had a tournament, which Danny McShane, I believe, I stand corrected, I think Vern Gagne was the champion, then Danny McShane took it from Vern. That's going back in the 50s, and Leroy and I became very, very close also, along with Bill.
Well, modern-day fans would know Leroy for his gorgeous daughter, Mike McGurk, who was the very first, if I'm not mistaken, I think she was the very first female ring announcer ever, if not certainly the prettiest.
Yes, I knew Mike. I saw her grow up, and I believe she is the first female on the mic. I believe you're correct on that, Mike.
So, you know, the history went on from there, but you have been involved. I could bring up any name, and I know there would be, it's sort of like 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon, because you've been associated with everybody, and that's why we got to drag you to Cauliflower Alley, because from Luthes to Snuka to Gene and Steve Stanley to Bobby Davis, who managed Buddy Rogers, to Gene Kaniski, you're going to see everybody, John Tolis. Red Bastien, our president now.
Yes.
You're going to see everybody.
Yes, and unfortunately I couldn't make it this year, and I think the Cauliflower Alley Club and all these conventions are really, really great things. You know, we had such camaraderie and the mystique of the wrestling business in those days, which you really don't have now. And, you know, of course, I'm sure we'll get into that, and I'm not demeaning the talent that they have today. They have some great talent. Most of those boys in New York served apprenticeship with me down here in Dallas.
I got to say, because you brought him up, that Bradshaw,
yes,
John Layfield, he said to really give you a big hug and say hello, because, I mean, you helped get him into this and the whole thing.
Yeah, John, I sure did. And Johnny, to me, was a student of the business. We all would say that's a term we would always use as a student of the business, a kid that, a young man that would come along, and he would be so sincere, and he would watch every match. He would always ask questions, and I would rate Johnny as a student of the business and people that came along in those days. I remember Ted DiBiase. I loved his father so much, and when he came to us, which eventually became Mid-South NWA. Out with Leroy and Bill, we took such a special interest in Teddy because we knew that he had this student of the business. That's what we always call those young guys. And, you know, they all came along real well. They always watched all the matches, and they'd always ask you questions. And even Dr. Death, Steve Williams, the same way when we broke him in the business around Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Of course, Mark Calloway, you know, he was with me here. I made him the Punisher here in Dallas, and I saw the talent this young man had. And, of course, he went to Tennessee, and that was futile. They didn't know what to do there. And then he got lost in the shuffle in Atlanta. The rest is history.
I think you were you were the Undertaker's first manager.
Yes, I was, and we still have we still correspond a lot. I talk to him, and I wish him well. And I'm so proud of these guys. Steve Austin, he started around here too, and When I get a chance, every once in a while, I'll pop up at the WWF shows. And I go in the afternoon and meet with my boys and everything, and then but I don't stay for the shows. And then again, it's not that I don't want to. I just I'll get into that.
but Vince McMahon certainly he's come up to you before, and I think.
Oh yes, yeah. I can remember working for his father in 1976, and Vince was a commentator then. And of course, you have to give Vince a lot of credit. You know, he took it to the extra level, I believe, in marketing. I've always thought that. He started marketing, the dolls. Now, we wanted to do that the old days, Mike. I say the old days, but, you know, you had these regional promoters, and then again, a lot of them wouldn't agree on this and that, how to sell the doll. But the idea was there a good while back, but nobody just went ahead and did it. But,
because Bill West had the guts. Now, he was sort of, in small ways, in a lot of guys, Dr. Death is no stranger to the show. We just had Jim Duggan last week next to Buddy Huggins. But, you know, and Bill, of course, has been on this show before, and we talked about Brody and Hanson.
Yes.
And, you know, Vern Gagne was too tentative, and then he and Jarrett and Crockett just couldn't get along when they were trying to combat McMahon. But Bill Watts was smart enough, and as I think Dr. Death had said, he was sort of like the Vince Lombardi. You know, he loved having a big, huge guys from football, and he was the football coach, the real tough Bobby Knight or, type of no-nonsense. But that's what was needed, and that was one of the – everybody loves and tape trades Mid-South and UWF. And I think if anybody had the chance to go national and compete against Vince, and at the balls and the moxie, it would be Cowboy Bill Watts.
I believe so. I really do. I believe those Mid-South tapes were the tapes of the decade at that time. And I would rank, and World Class was right along with them at that time.
Oh, they were on fire, too.
Yes, yes. And of course, you know, down here in this region here, it was just a blazing effect because a lot of cities got both of the tapes. Yeah, I'm going back before cable was so effective in the national. But I believe that really those Mid-South tastes are the taste of the decade. And, of course, people recognize me here every day. I have my wrestling camps down here, and I'm running a small promotion that's really going along, SSOW. Incidentally, I've got a show in Lawton, Oklahoma on May the 4th, and I've got Axel Jim Duggan renewing the rivalry with me and Kamala.
Wow.
And I got the Nasty Boys on that card, Greg Valentine. And, of course, we had two good ones the last couple of weekends in the small towns here in East Texas. And I'm really proud of that, and like I say, those people recognize me all the time. They all talk about World Class, and they talk about Mid-South. I think there's so many people that would like to see this again. And I'm not saying let's step back in time. I love the music.
Oh, I am. I'll say it.
Well, I'm saying, step back in time, but I'm not saying I like the music in the smoke. But I like the wrestling. I don't want to talk for 35 minutes, although that's one of my great trademarks. But I really get disenchanted when I watch a particular tape, and I'm looking
for my
boy.
Well, look at these guys. Bruno Sammartino would come down that aisle, or Dusty Rhodes.
Yes.
But Bruno Sammartino specifically, he didn't need entrance music. He didn't need a half-naked babe on his arm. He didn't need the fireworks, nothing. He didn't even have a ring jacket. Once he was, you know, really entrenched in being a WWF champion.
That's right.
And the place would go out of their minds. And I have, all the times I shot in Madison Square Garden, it was deafening when a Bruno or a Pedro or, to a lesser extent, Bob Backlund came out. You know, and they didn't have all these accessories. It's like, cheap heat that a heel would use. But they didn't need that. It was just the aura of the guys, whether you were a good guy or a bad guy.
Yes.
And, the place would go crazy for Killer Kowalski or the Sheik in Detroit. The place would go out of their minds. They'd be standing on their chairs, the whole Cobo Arena or, any of the stuff in Mid-South at the Sportatorium. You go on and on. The Cow Palace for Roy Shire. You know, none of this stuff, and yet now all these guys, you know, they didn't have all that stuff. They wouldn't know what to do if they didn't have their entrance music, you know, et cetera.
You know, that's a good point, Mike. That's true. They wouldn't know what to do. And really, and when you get right down to it, a lot of them don't know what to do in that squared circle.
I say that every week.
Yeah, I understand that, but you know, I'm telling you like it is, and that's why when I train somebody, I put some of that old school in there with them, and you know, I'm kayfabe till I die. You know that.
Well, I would hope so. Remember that old...
Oh, yes, you're really talking to the kayfabe man here. And I run my shows that way, too. And the guys, they have to understand that back then, we did hour matches. As a matter of fact, I did one over an hour. I saw Danny Hodge do 90 minutes with Lou Fez. And to me, that was one of the greatest matches I've ever seen. It sticks in my mind. It was in Joplin, Missouri one night, and it was an unbelievable match. And believe me, nobody left. 90 minutes.
Oh, no.
You tell people that now, they say, 90 minutes? What's going on? I said, well, that's exactly the way it was.
How about some of those 3 to 4 hour Dory Funk senior matches?
That's right, yeah, the old curfew in Amarillo. Yeah, I was talking to Terry back on the XWF shows back in that, we did back in February, and I had a chance to reunite with Terry, and we were talking about those deals. Iron Mike DiBiase, Dory Funk, you know,
Danny McShane, so you bring up that name. He was so big in Texas and California, and what a trendsetter he was, you know, in a lot of ways. He was about as hardcore as they came.
Right.
And that was in the late 40s and 50s.
Absolutely.
Now, if somebody wants to train with you or get a hold of your promotion for gimmicks and videos, how do they get a hold of you?
All right. I'll give you a couple of numbers for my Dallas school. And I have extended over to Longview, Texas. I'm opening up in East Texas. Let me give you Dallas, 972-272-4770 and also 214-458-7, let's just go with the first one because the other one hasn't been connected yet. Just 972-272-4770. Oh, and here's the other one, 214-415-8703. I hope that wasn't confusing.
We'll give more of those out, and I'll press you for maybe a website. Let's get some callers in. Some of these guys have been waiting for over a half hour.
Sure.
Kenneth from Missouri, you're on with Skandar Akbar. Kenneth, do we have Kenneth? I'm going to wait and see if our trusty engineer, Paul Madrid, he may not be in the room. Okay. Do we have Kenneth and Lenny and then Buddy? Whoever we have, just pop them on and let me know who we've got.
Okay, let's see. Let's do Lenny first from...
Sonoma, California.
Lenny, welcome aboard to Wrestle Talk.
Lenny,
yeah,
you're here.
Yeah, hi, this is Lenny.
Hey, Lenny.
Hi, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
All right.
Well, I got to say what a privilege and an honor it is to be speaking with Skandar Akbar, man. This is great.
Thank you, Lenny. I appreciate this.
Because he was all over. I was negligent in remembering World Class Championship Wrestling because he was all over that and
right.
Global. And McGurk and Bill Watts, to just name a few of the more recent promotions where everybody knows him. But anyway, go ahead, Lenny.
Well, I'm a little bit older than most of your callers. I've been watching wrestling since I was about 7 years old. I'm 52 now, so I know, you know, Handsome Johnny Baron and Bobo Brazil and all of them got Arnold Skolin and
Golden Boy.
The Golden Boy and Brute Bernard, Skull Murphy. I still love them guys. And like what you gentlemen were saying earlier, what I'm thinking now is that it's just not the same. And I told the line when I saw Vince McMahon drop his pants and make somebody kiss his butt on TV. That was the end for me. I'm sorry. That's not wrestling, man. You don't need that kind of stuff on TV.
No, occasionally once a year they'll do something for us. They'll have Freddie Blassie come in and give a speech, you know, something like that. And Freddie Blassie, of course, wasn't he your manager, Skandar, when you
yes,
went up and worked in the...
Yes, he was.
Wow.
A very great manager at that. Yeah, Fred Blassie, you know, he's been a credit to the business, and knowing Freddie Blassie, you always learn something from Fred.
I'm sure he taught you how to keep your money safe in the money
market. Oh, very, very much. You know, there's a lot of money savers. As a matter of fact, you mentioned Bruce Brody. We brought him down to Louisiana, and, of course, we had three or four towns a night going in those days, and we stuck him down around New Orleans, and I remember Chris Smith asking me, he says, I'm kind of worried about Brody. You know, he's only working 4 days a week. And he wasn't Brody then. He was just Stan Frank
the Hammer. Goodish. Stan the Hammer Goodish.
Yeah. And, of course, I talked to him, and he said, oh, don't worry about it, Ag. They all call me Ag. He said, don't worry about it. He said, I've already saved up $3,000. And I was astounded. I really was. But he started working out, and that's where we found him, up here at Doug's Gym in Dallas.
Can you believe how big he got? I mean, he was a total legend in Japan.
Yes. Yeah. And I stayed in touch with Frank, with Brody quite a bit, and even at the last, and we kept bringing him back to Sportatorium as you know how the irony goes. We had him booked on that Friday after the incident happened in San Juan, and he was wrestling the Angel of Death, which is David Sheldon. I think David lives out there now.
Oh, yeah, he's in Hollywood.
I guess he is.
He's chasing after the porno chicks.
I believe
he is. I know Dave well.
Yeah, he's a good guy. If you see him, tell
him hello. But
we had that on the marquee at the Sportatorium, and, you know, it was really eerie. And I talked to Barbara, and she said, I told her, I said, well, you know, Brody, you know, Frank knows that he's in Dallas. She said, heck, he'll be there.
Guys, hold it. We've got to go into commercial break, and I hate interrupting, but hang tight, and Lenny, I'll bring you back. We'll be right back here on Russell Talk Nationwide.
Okay.
If you've had it with being overweight and want to say goodbye to that ugly body fat once and for all, here's some good news. You've heard how effective Body Solutions is, selling for as much as $60 a bottle. But now you can get the same miracle weight loss formula as Body Solutions for less than half that price with Miracle Slim Down. That's right, no more frustrating diets. Just take one tablespoon of Miracle Slim Down before bedtime, and your body will start burning fat like a furnace. Imagine losing weight while you sleep. Best of all, it's all natural and absolutely safe to use. No stimulants. This is the same amazing weight loss breakthrough you've been hearing about. But why overpay? So if you're allowing extra body weight to destroy your appearance, don't deprive yourself any longer. Miracle Slim Down comes with a risk-free guarantee, so you have nothing to lose but those extra pounds. Call 1-800-225-2799 to see what Miracle Slim Down can do for you. That's 1-800-225-2799. 1-800-225-2799.
George Putnam here on Cable Radio Network at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. I've been in the business since 1934, going way back to Franklin D. Roosevelt and Eleanor, and covering the news on a day-to-day basis. Others, they read about it. I met them. I'm going to share them with you right here on Cable Radio Network, 12 noon, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm going to be here, and trust you'll be there. I'll see you then.
All right, we are back here. Speaking of legends, George Putnam is definitely a journalist legend. Grew up with him and Jerry Dunphy, so try to listen in on him. Anyway, Skander, you were talking about Brody, and there's a guy, a friend of mine, and I told him as long as he didn't focus on Frank's death and the Puerto Rico thing, because there's so much more to his life, that I would participate. So he's going to have
tragic thing and a great loss to professional wrestling. Brody had come up through the ranks, and like I said, we found him up there at the gym. I remember Doug, who is my cousin, and he told me there's a guy that would be a natural for your business. So I visited with him, and at that time he was around Dallas. They had two or three matches for him. Then we brought him over to Louisiana, and the rest is history.
Was he, I'm not sure, I know Bobby Duncan was in that whole ilk of the West Texas State, but was he a West Texas State guy?
I believe he was. A lot of them played at West Texas State, including Teddy, Kelly Kniske even played there, the Funk Boys. I believe Frank was there. There's a big list, Ann Hansen.
All the best big men.
Yes, and of course, you know, if my friend Dick Murdoch was alive now, they changed that to West Texas A&M. He'd be very, very mad about that because he didn't like Texas A&M. But anyways,
Dickie,
you know,
Murdoch, one of the all-time
great. That's another story. You know, Dickie was another I saw Dickie come up through the ranks, and, his father, he was second generation, too.
The funny thing was Terry Funk and some others, when they've been on this show, they said that you would look at him, and he would drink, and he would never train, but he would just had so much natural ability in the ring. It was incredible. They were always blown away by him.
Yes, he had a lot of natural ability. He sure did.
Because if you saw him, I mean, in Kiel Auditorium or at Mid-Atlantic, he had the crowd in the palm of his hand. He had more psychology than I think all the performers put together today. Yeah.
And that crowd psychology is something that's missing sorely today, Mike. Some of the boys coming through the ranks now, they don't have that. Well, because there's so many things that have changed now. Your television format has changed. There's so much. It's always been up and down. But what happens is they just don't get into the meat of how you get across it. And I always thought that I could orchestrate a crowd. I could bring them up, and I could take them down. And when you learn that, you knew you had it. And that's the way we did those things. And you never let the crowd dictate to you. But nowadays, things have changed so much. And I don't want to sound like a broken record about that. But
hang on a second, because we're going into our second hour. Lenny, any other things to add before I let you go?
I just wanted to ask you, didn't Ted DiBiase have his own organization a couple of years ago, the XFO or XWO or something?
Something like that. It didn't really stay on TV more in a little while, but Teddy DiBiase is one of he's been on the show before, one of the greats.
Oh, yeah, he's
and
great.
And we're blessed having him in the business, I'll tell you that.
Okay, thank you very much, and it was a pleasure talking to you, Skandar, and I wish
thank
you a lot
you.
Of luck, man.
Thank you, Lynn.
I hope
good
to
luck
see you on TV sometime soon.
Thank you, sir.
Guys, hang tight, and Kenneth and Buddy and Rich and Jason, we'll be back with Skandar Akbar when we get to our second hour.